This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's in Japan this morning for the G7 summit, hosted by Japanese Prime Minister Kishida. The president saying this morning,
"The bottom line, Mr. Prime Minister, is that when our countries stand together, we stand stronger. And I believe the whole world is safer when we do."
President Biden plans to return to the U.S. by the weekend, hoping to be able to approve a solid debt limit agreement. He says he's confident the U.S. will avoid potentially catastrophic debt default. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The administration announced the president would scrap the last two legs of his trip.
The president wanted to come back a little bit early.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre faced multiple questions aboard Air Force One about why, given that it meant putting off visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that work is important, but can wait.
Default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
Sullivan's rejecting claims the change will do diplomatic damage or give China leverage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The war in Ukraine is expected to be a big topic at the G7 summit. This morning, Russia fired more missiles at Ukraine, which says it shot down almost all of them. One person was killed and two injured by a Russian missile that got through and hit an industrial building in the Odessa region, according to a spokesman. Back here in the U.S., Montana is the first state in the nation to enact a complete ban on TikTok. TikTok is owned by a Chinese tech company. The measure takes effect on January 1st. We don't know a lot about this yet, but there is word that an 8-year-old girl has died in Border Patrol custody in Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says she suffered a medical emergency and was taken to a hospital, but she died there. This is AP News. Now to Britain's Prince Harry.
Prince Harry and wife Meghan made their getaway in New York City in a taxi after being trailed by paparazzi. Zahra Saeed was outside Manhattan's Ziegfeld Ballroom as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were leaving.
The entire time, a lot of the paparazzi were heckling Meghan and Harry and making just negative comments, trying to get a reaction out of them.
And the photographers followed the car and eventually went to a police station.
No, I was crossing on 67th Street and then the security guard hailed me. And next thing you know, Prince Harry and his wife were hopping into my cab.
Sukhcharn Singh's cab.
I think they were being chased the whole day or something, so they were pretty nervous.
The royal couple's spokesperson claims they had been dangerously pursued by paparazzi in a near catastrophic car chase through the streets of Manhattan.
Nah, that must have happened earlier if they were being chased before.
Police say the pursuit was relatively short and led to no injuries, collisions, or arrest, and no further investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.